Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Big pharmaceutical companies are buying fewer TV ads than they have recently. A firm that tracks ad spending reports a 10% decline in network TV advertising by drug makers during the first quarter of this year. Joining us is Bob Moon in the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, the last couple of years, these companies were spending a lot on TV ads. What's going on now?
Well, there are several possible reasons, Alex. It could be a combination of all of those reasons. Just to give you some idea what a change this is, the marketing of new drugs has, until recently, been one of the fastest-growing categories in advertising. The tracking firm Nielsen Monitor Plus reports the pharmaceutical industry spent more than $388 million running commercials for consumer drugs on network TV just in the first quarter of this year, but that's about $44 million less than they did the same quarter last year. Ad industry experts think this could be a shift more than a cutback. They suggest that these drugs are being targeted toward more specific audiences with pitches in special interest magazines, on cable TV, through direct mail, and on the Internet. Some drug companies have also been voicing some reservations about the limits of what they can do in a 60-second TV commercial. Take, for example, TAP Pharmaceutical, which makes the heartburn drug Prevacid. It didn't advertise the drug on television at all in the first quarter this year, compared to $18 million spent last year. And the company told USA Today that's because 60-second TV spots couldn't adequately present the drug's benefits and risks. And that seems to be a growing concern about advertising drugs, whether the consumer's getting a complete picture of both the benefits and the risks.
Right. In a 60-second spot, about 40 seconds of it seems to be reasons you should not take this medication no matter what else you do in your life. How about the controversy around the painkiller Vioxx, which is found to put people at greater risk for heart attack and stroke? Maybe that's causing them to cut back on their ad budgets a little.
That could well play into this, Alex. Vioxx, of course, is that joint inflammation medication that was pulled off the market because of concerns about heart problems. A government advisory panel concluded that extensive advertising might have led to overuse of Vioxx and other similar drugs, especially by consumers who really shouldn't have been taking them. Well, just last month, Bristol-Myers Squibb announced that it would hold off on advertising new drugs to consumers directly during their first year on the market. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at tomorrow's scheduled opening of the first Mega Million Dollar lawsuit filed against Merck for Vioxx and why the drug maker wants to push that trial back.
Bob, thank you. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by American Public Media.